So Bubba sent me this link about we're totally into the UFO thing, and completely 100% believe they're around.
So. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday about this at dinner, and we were talking about Unacknowledged. And it's a buddy of mine who's he's a business leader in town, very successful person, and he's like all about it now. Because he watched the documentary on Netflix, Unacknowledged, which you, Big D, turned us all onto.
Yeah.
That thing, that'll open your eyes, man. There's some wonky things in it, but...
There's some wonky things, but, man, there's a lot of people who
are... When you put it all together, it's like...
Whoa. Generals and people who are, you know, high up and really good credentials, and they are telling their legit story, what they believe to be, what I believe is legit.
So early in the evening of October 25th, 2017, there was a radar target moving at very high speeds over Northern California. And eyewitness accounts, like there were pilots, airline pilots, who had eyes on this craft. F-15 fighters were launched to intercept this intruder. And it's fascinating. We've listened to the Big D and I have both listened to the entire 35-minute air traffic control account of this, and it's just crazy. But here are some of the here are just a couple little things that, you know, we saw or heard.
You know, that target south of the boundary there, that 0027 code, moving very fast at 37,000.
By the way, what's a 0027 code?
0027 code is probably their squawk code.
Yeah, but they didn't have a transponder. If you go through the article, there's no squawk code on it. They said there's no active transponder.
0027 code moving very fast.
Anyway, I think maybe that's like a code for something that they say like UFO.
Possibly.
All right, anyway, let's go back to it.
0027 code moving very fast at 37,000.
Oh, look at that thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Huh. And you don't have anything on him, huh?
I got nothing.
Well, look.
Yeah, we're
gonna look.
What's this really fast aircraft going across your screen? I don't know. Let's look at this. Yeah, man. Air traffic control sees it on their radar. Airline pilots see it. They're like, it's this white aircraft at a distance. They couldn't tell if it was an airplane.
It's just a white speck out there.
Yeah, this is a United flight.
He said it's a white what?
Yeah, it's 612. It's just a white speck out there. I mean, we can see it, but there's no identification on it. Just that it's there.
And the F-15s are scrambled. I don't know if they got eyes on it because obviously the F-15s were not going to get confirmation from anything because, well, that's...
So it just disappeared off radar?
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, wait. Now, here's the weird thing. So not only did it disappear off of radar, but it was still visual to the pilots.
Like
the pilots
had it. But it was, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, it wasn't on TCAS, which is like their in-cockpit radar.
But they could see it visually.
Yes.
And did it ever, like, visually go away? Or did it just outrun them?
Don't know.
A lot of times you see these UFOs, they'll just go gone and just go straight up or out or sometimes just disappear. There's a lot of things.
Is it alien? I don't know.
You know,
there's something going on.
I believe that we have a lot of this this stuff.
Yeah, nobody knew who the craft, what the craft was, who it belonged to, where it went.
This guy ended up, we don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, so we still don't know.
No. The fighters scrambled. They went out looking around a little bit, but we lost anybody having sight of the aircraft.
Wow.
Wow, that's weird.
It's really weird. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really weird.
It's really weird when you hear air traffic control say something's really weird.